Hey guys, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Katie.
And we're rated F for fabulous. So it took us 20 minutes to prepare that introduction for you guys, great as that was. And this is our first ever podcast.
So we'd like to introduce ourselves during our first podcast so you guys can get to know us a little bit. I'm 27. I'm a dog groomer. I am a man eater.
Literally.
I'm extremely, I wouldn't say I'm cynical. I'm a realist.
She's cynical.
I'm a realist. And then Amanda, I would have to say she's just a big hopeless romantic.
Hardly the case. Only Katie seems to think this, because the funny thing is, like, all of my friends think I'm the man eater and the heartbreaker, but I do have the soft side. But 34, single mom. And even though I say 34, I've been thinking I'm 27 forever now.
She don't look a day over 9.
total nerd, web analyst at work. That's what pays the bills until you guys decide you love us enough to pay our bills for us. Much like the hopeless romantic, I suppose. More like the mother hen. I just like to take care of everybody and make sure they're taken care of. And Katie, I would just, I can't even sum you up any better than you did. Like, man eater, cynical, jaded.
Yeah.
Happy-go-lucky, though. I mean, you've never seen such a positive Polly.
I am such a positive Polly.
Anyway, so we also wanted to tell you guys a little bit background on how we met. We have been friends now for 8 years?
8 years.
Doesn't seem like it's been that long. But it brought us to the first topic we wanted to have with you guys, which is meeting people from Craigslist.
Which is a huge no-no.
Yeah, we... Like, looking back, I don't know why we ever thought that was a great idea. I hope that my kids never think that that's a good idea.
We met each other through Craigslist. Now, it wasn't, like, female for female or a relationship or anything like that. I had just moved to Florida, and Amanda posted an ad in the jobs looking for a caregiver for her children. And so I made the cut.
Yeah, so I set up an interview, actually, and I talked to Katie on the phone first, and she seemed very cool, very down to earth. I thought she'd be fun for the kids. She showed up with her mom, who, by the end of it, I couldn't tell if I thought she was the coolest lady ever or the most craziest lady ever.
A little bit of both.
Probably. But yes, they seemed like the best fit for the kids at the time, and I had no clue what was in store for my life after that. And I don't even think we really didn't really talk that much at first. Like, you just kind of watched the kids, and I'd come home, ask how they were, you'd tell me how horrible they were, and that was it. Until, which, by the way, I should interject here and say that I was married at the time, and so it wasn't until somebody tried to break into the house, and Katie offered to stay the night, because my husband at the time traveled Monday through Friday, and then we talked and realized, like, oh, hey, we actually get along and have some things in common, because I typically don't make friends with girls very well.
And I just typically don't make friends with people. I'm an animal lover.
So, not too far into that. I don't remember. I don't know how long it was before Dennis and I decided we were going to divorce, which is a fancy talk. I like to be the bigger person, and I just say that we were different people, and we very much so were. But the reality is my ex finally admitted, and I'm not going to say any names. We'll just say...
Tennis
player, yeah. You know, some people just have a hard time keeping their privates in their pants, and I can forgive a lot of things. I can actually probably maybe forgive that. I just think if you're going to put me through several years of denying it and making me think I'm the crazy one, then when you finally admit it, I am not going to forgive you. So at the end of all that, Katie was at home because she had just moved back, so I suggested that we get a place together. And we did. But prior to that, there was a little sow in our oats phase before getting our place. And for fun, we posted an ad looking for friends on Craigslist.
And boy, did we meet some people. It was kind of like a game of Russian roulette, because sometimes we would even ask them not to send us a picture. So then we could just be surprised by whatever shows up at the door. Looking back, that was a horrible, horrible decision.
Looking back, the whole thing was a horrible decision.
It was stupid to meet people off Craigslist. Don't do it, because nowadays people are killing people off Craigslist.
Yeah, I was going to say, mind you, this was a few years ago. Like, actually several years ago.
This was before the Craigslist killer.
Yes. I'm sure he, I mean, he was already out and about and doing his thing, but we were younger, we were naive.
Mm-hmm.
There was not as much crazy Craigslist stuff going on. But now, looking back, after all the stuff that has gone on, I think
we met so many crazy people. Very few people we remained friends with.
Like none?
Yeah. Very few, as in zero. I remember I met a guy named Mike. Remember him?
Mike was bisexual, which I guess we should call him Ike.
Oh, Ike. I mean, Ike.
Just so you guys all know, we've decided that instead of using people's actual names, because we are definitely not rich enough to be getting sued for every time we mention one of you guys, so we're just going to use an alternative name.
Alias.
But we're pretty sure Mike's not ever going to listen to this, so we'll call him Mike for that one. Yeah. Sorry for the slip up.
Mike is Mike. So I met him. I don't even remember the first night we met. I don't know. Long story short, we got along great. Then we ended up kissing each other. And by kissing, I mean making out.
For hours.
For 6 hours. No, nothing else. Nothing sexual, nothing, no clothes being taken off, nothing. Just kissing for hours upon hours. And he was a great kisser, but for some reason I just did not want to have sex with him because he was not very attractive. I don't know. He wasn't hideous.
No, he wasn't.
I don't even know why. But I wasn't all about that. So we just made out for hours, and then come to find out he was bisexual, which I have nothing against bisexual people, until I asked him his number of sexual partners, and what was it? He had slept with like maybe 5 or 6 women and then like 30 men. So I was like, so you're gay? And he's like, no. So then I asked him what he prefers, men or women, and he said he would prefer men, but he takes women too if he has to. So nobody feels special when a guy says, oh, I'll take you if I have to, if you're my only, if you're the last choice. Yeah,
no one wants to be last choice.
No, definitely not. So we didn't hang out with him anymore because.
And the sad thing is, when we prepped for the show, we were like, oh, we're going to mention these people and these people. I really, honestly, we, like, met a lot of people, but I can't remember really any of them. I remember our ads more, actually, because we were very, especially when we moved out onto our own, we were very specific in the kind of friends we wanted. Like, we actually made a list of, like, we wanted a guitar player because the musician was, like, they're sweet. And we wanted an electrician in case we had any issues there. We wanted a mechanic friend. Like, we had a full-on list of what we expected, and I don't think we ever once got anything that was on our actual list.
Sorry for that sound. We don't know what that was. Are.
We literally are just flying by the seat of our pants because we know nothing about this. Our producer, Victor, who is amazing.
Shout out to Victor. What, what?
He set us up, but literally we just sat down and we're like, okay, tell us how to hit record and tell us how to stop. And we
here we are.
Are here. So I kind of thought it would take us longer to describe ourselves and...
No, we're not very...
Craigslist. And so I kind of feel like...
Well, Craigslist, there's so many different stories. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of alcohol involving those stories. So a lot of them we don't remember.
Not that we were blackout drunk, but this also was several years ago. I think for me, it's hard to think of, like, our actual stories of going out versus, like, it's hard to remember what's what. Because I know we have, like, we definitely have some great stories. Like, the time we tore the bathroom sink out of the bar wall.
Yeah, that was a night.
I think that's a great one. That was all Katie.
Yay.
Which, I'm not sure if anybody else out there has ever done it. Have you ever been to a bathroom in a bar with two toilets next to each other with no partitioning wall? Like...
Well, it's the female's restroom, so I guess they just thought since girls go to the bathroom together, they might as well sit the toilet side by side. We could just hold hands, support.
Yeah. Anyway, so again, back to, like, getting divorced and sowing oats. There for a while, we went out every Saturday night. Usually, that was my only time off. The kids would go with grandma. We would go out to this little karaoke bar, a little hole-in-the-wall bar. We liked it because we could walk in, and the bartender knew what we were drinking and had it on the counter for us. The karaoke guy... was awesome.
He looked like Jesus.
Yeah, he totally looked like Jesus. So we go into the bathroom one time. Katie has to go to the bathroom. I guess I went with her because we go in teams.
Yeah, you're on the toilet.
Yeah. And then I was on the toilet and...
Go ahead, all I did was placed my hand on the sink and my elbow must be like a real lard ass because the entire sink falls out of the wall. I mean... The entire sink. It just rips out of the wall. Water's going everywhere. And when you're intoxicated, 5 minutes really feels like half an hour. So we felt like we were in the bathroom for maybe 5 hours. And Amanda was on the toilet laughing so hard she couldn't get up.
I'm trying to think of an escape plan. There's like a 2-foot by 2-foot window, which clearly neither of us are going to fit out of.
No.
But I'm thinking, like, that's our best route. We should try and shove each other out of this window to escape, not tell them, prop it back up against the wall. Maybe no one will notice kind of thing.
And meanwhile, I'm trying to do a full-on repair and put it back in the wall. Pipes that are bursted and everything.
Busted, bursted, whatever. You get the idea.
We leave the bat. I'm soaked, and we're laughing so hard that we can't even move. So finally,
we're drunk people trying to enter back into the bar, acting like we didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. So we leave the bathroom, and I think Amanda went and told the bartender before I did. So she approaches the bartender, and she says, "Hey, we broke the bathroom sink." Like, she told him it was me. Well, I did not know she went over there. So I go right up behind her, and I said, "Look, I don't know what happened in that bathroom, but someone messed up the sink." And then his name was Rob, the bartender. He was really nice. He looked at me and he's like, "Look, I know it was you. Your friend already told me." So she lost a lot of brownie points that night. Worst partner in crime ever.
Actually, I'm the best. I'm usually the mastermind, and I'm the one that drives the getaway vehicle.
So we like boycotted that bar for forever.
Yeah. It took a while before we went back. But here's a funny little spin on that, like an after story. We just went back there, like, a couple of months ago. And back then, Rob had super long hair. I think he always had it in a ponytail or something.
Yeah.
But we go in, and we're both kind of like, this guy looks familiar. Can't really place him. And then, like, so this has been years. And he finally comes over to us, and he's like, "Aren't you guys the ones that broke the sink off the bathroom?" So no. It was like, that was awesome to be remembered, but kind of, like, not wanting to be remembered as the girls who took the sink off the wall.
Yeah.
And then he tells us how his boss was wanting to get our names and our addresses. Like, we're going to pay for their shoddy sink job.
So. That's crazy. But the bathroom is a lot better looking now. They still have
2 toilets.
Side-by-side toilet. The men's bathroom has a urinal and a stall, which I guess makes sense if you're doing number one and number two. But then they also have Playboy titty pictures all over the wall. So.
Yeah, you guys get that. We get nothing in the girls' bathroom. That's generally how it goes in most places. Like, the guy's room looks awesome, the girl's room, not so much.
Yeah. But. So I actually prefer to use the men's restroom when I go there, just so I have a little artwork to look at.
But I guess now we can just say that we relate to that. I mean, if you ever heard either one of us in the morning when we wake up, we sound manly. We could pull it off.
We self-identify with the opposite sex.
All the time. We've definitely had some, and I love that wasn't even a Craigslist. I think we have more interesting bar stories than Craigslist, actually, because there was the Trashmen from New York.
Yes.
We're lucky to be alive on.
So we were at another bar.
Just so you know, we're not huge bar flies, actually. Like, we went through a phase. That was it.
Yes.
We still go every now and then, but it was just a phase.
Yes. So we were at this one bar, and it was pretty lame. No one was really doing anything exciting there. Everybody was karaoke or something. I don't know. So we get ready to leave, and these people approach us, and they want to hang out with us. And it's a group of men, older men, probably 10, 15 years older than us, if not more, some of them. So
not horrible looking.
So we're ready to leave.
Katie wants to do something. Amanda does not.
So they tell us.
I wanted to go home.
Yeah, they tell us to follow them, and I was like, "Come on, Amanda, let's follow them and go hang out." And she's like, "No." See, she was going through her divorce at this moment, this time, so she was really Debbie Downer, kind of. So, she parked the truck.
I still hold fast to this day that, outside of my children, that was the best decision I ever made in my life to get divorced. No regrets.
No regrets. So... I say, "Look, we'll just act like we're going to follow them, and then when they make a left, we'll make a right." So we're walking out to the truck, which she has parked kind of in the back of the parking lot.
And this is, like, just to give you the visual picture, this is a newer F-350 four-door. So you got, you know, your front cab doors and your back cab doors. Big white truck. You would think you'd notice anything going on with it.
Yeah, well, we did not. So we're walking towards the truck, planning our escape route, talking about what we're going to do so that they think we're following them, but we're not, because I don't even know why we were planning this route. We should have just fucking left.
Apparently we couldn't say no.
Yeah, we were kind-hearted people. So we hop in the truck, and we're like, "Whoa, at least we got rid of them." And then we hear this guy in the back seat, and he says, "All right, where are we going?" We have no fucking clue where he came from or how he even got in the truck.
No.
He just hopped on in.
And he's wasted, has no idea where he's going. We're driving down the highway, and then the funny thing is we pull into, like, a gas station, and right in front of the, you look straight out the windshield, and there's a huge Burger King sign, and he's like, wait, I know where we are. We're at Burger King.
So he's calling his friends on his cell phone, having a full-blown conversation, trying to figure out where he's at. So we take his phone from him, because we're tired of driving up and down the road with him. He has not dialed no one. No recent calls were made or anything. He's just talking to nobody. So Amanda dials the last number in his phone, which was a guy named Mario. Mario tells us exactly where they're at and to bring him home. So we do that. The driveway to this house was like just
through the woods.
Yeah, through the woods, pretty much. This long dirt road, and we thought for sure we were goners. That's it. We're done. We are driving to our death. So we pull up to this amazing house. It was huge. The yard looked like a car lot. They had, what did they have out there? They had all kinds of Benz.
They had everything. BMWs, Mercedes, mm-hmm. like car lot of very nice cars. Nice little cabin looking house.
Yeah, it was
huge
very
garage.
Nice.
The garage, I think, was bigger than the house.
The garage was lined up with Harley Davidsons, and then it had.
Whoa, but wait, save that best part. Because at first we went inside the house part.
Oh yeah.
And we were all hanging at the table, and we were like, "Well, have a drink or two, and then we'll go."
And there were so many people there, and there was no women, so it was kind of awkward.
Yeah. And then we tried to convince them we were lesbians, so they would leave us alone, but that didn't work because then they just wanted to see us kiss.
Apparently, telling men that you're lesbians.
Huge turn on.
Yeah.
Just word of advice for the ladies listening, don't tell people you're a lesbian. It doesn't work.
Tell them you have a penis.
Yeah, and that's actually our new thing. Like, I think the best way if you want to get rid of a guy now is just tell him you got a penis.
Tell him you're transgendered, and...
And I, even nowadays, honestly, I don't know if that's going to work. I think no. I'm just going to be more shocked by the other
way. They'll be okay. Like, your mouth isn't transgendered.
Exactly. So then the Mario guy, he's like, well, I'll take you guys on a tour. We'll go into the garage. We walk in, and I cannot even begin to explain to you, like, when you walk in, it's just a long row of Harleys. And then, like, the entire walls are lined with these deep freezers. And I'm following Mario, and Katie's, like, lifting the lids to all the freezers, looking for dead bodies. Yes. Like,
there was no women. I was making sure their bodies were not hid in the freezers.
It was creepy, because the garage was, like, little apartments. Like, you'd open a door, and it'd be, like, bunk beds in there, this and that. And the funny thing was, like, each room, we'd see, like, a hair curler or flat iron or something. That
evidence.
Yeah, something that maybe a woman was there, but we never saw a woman.
In every room, there was wads of cash on the nightstands, and people were just passed out. We could have made out...
like bandits.
Yeah. Thank goodness we are such honest people. With hearts of gold.
Yes.
There was just so much stuff everywhere. So we had this guy giving us a tour, Mario.
We get to the last room, and he, like, comes in behind us and shuts the door. I mean, gosh, I don't even feel like I should say this on air. He's so rough. He's like, okay... who's ready to eat some pussy? That's when we knew we were in trouble. And yes. For some reason, we were calm enough. Like, we sat down, because he's, like, showing us pictures of his wife's naked body.
He's like, look, this is her tits I bought her.
Yeah, he paid for.
But when he asked who was ready to eat some coochie, he didn't even, like...
you said it's much more classier than I did.
I'm from Kentucky. Like, coochie's a big word in Kentucky. Yes. So he didn't even say it, like... comfortable. I mean, he didn't make us feel uncomfortable, but he kind of, like, put his hands together and rubbed them, like, yeah.
Like, mwah-ha-ha-ha. Yeah.
Someone's getting ate out tonight. And it was just awkward. So, oh, we forgot all about Woofy. They had a friend.
Because Woofy was randomly.
They had a friend named Woofy, and for some reason, I did not speak to him. I did not do anything with him. I introduced
Woofy
myself.
Woofy was the guy that jumped into the truck.
Was it?
Yes, Woofy was the one that jumped in the truck, and we gave a ride.
Oh, okay. Well, Wolfie's the one that he loved me. I don't know why.
He would literally randomly come out. Like, it's like he passed out and would wake up and he'd walk outside.
And he was wasted.
I picture, like, zombie. Like, his arms were out. And he'd be like, Katie! And literally me, her, and Mario were, like, hiding between the cars trying to stay away from him.
Yeah, Wolfie was really,
like,
creepy.
Important to mention Wolfie.
But, so, oh, and by the way, did we mention that they say they were trashmen from New York and they had all this money? So... trash man or mafia?
Going to New York and becoming a trash woman.
Trash woman.
Yeah, because Katie googled it later, and apparently
they can't
that's
see
also
my hand quotes.
We do a lot of hand gestures and quotations with our fingers that you don't see.
Yeah,
we should probably do a video one day.
One day.
But not until, like, we feel like our hair looks not like it's rained in Florida all day long.
Because it has rained in Florida all day long. Yeah, we do a lot of hand quotes and stuff. But they can probably tell by the tone of our voices change. The way I said, trashman.
No, they probably just think you're like, trashman.
Why would anybody say trashman like that? And we laugh a lot.
You do that a lot.
We laugh a whole lot.
We laugh a lot, and we also break out in song all the time.
Yes.
Random. And you know what? I think our music taste is pretty eclectic because we can literally go straight from today's hit to all of a sudden one of us is busting out in like a country song or a 70s song or 80s.
Yes.
Like, we're all over the place.
Yes.
And we have this thing in the car where we like to sing to the people around us. No one ever pays attention.
No one ever appreciates it.
Yes, that's probably more it.
Yeah, my Pandora has like an 80s Reloaded station and then a Tupac station and then an NSYNC station because, yes.
Quit playing games.
Yes, we do still listen to stuff like that. Now, if we're at a red light, we probably turn it down because we don't want to look like complete losers.
That's not true. We don't turn it down at all. If anything, we probably turn it up. So. There's not a lot of shame. We don't have a lot of shame here.
None.
Anyway, to finish up that story, we finally did. I don't remember how, but we did finagle our way out.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't think Mario was ever going to get off the truck because we like cranked it up. It's a big loud diesel. We start to back up and he's like, I love a woman in a big truck.
It just turns me on.
Yeah. So we finally got out of there. And then here's the funny thing. By this time, it's like, I don't even know what time in the morning. 4 or 5 a.m. Crazy. Like,
yes.
We're not going back to my house because while I'm going through my divorce proceedings at that time, I hadn't moved out yet. And we were not about to wake Katie's mom up because she's got a heart of gold. Sweet lady, but you do not want to make her mad.
No.
Ever.
She's the only woman I have ever been afraid of in my life.
So we pull up in the driveway and we're like, yeah, we'll just sleep in the truck. It's big. It's comfortable. And then right as you start to get comfortable, I have to tell Katie, I'm like, hey, by the way, once the alarm sets, because it does it automatically, you can't move or it's going to set the truck alarm off. So it was kind of uncomfortable sleeping arrangements that night. Day.
Yeah. So we have all kinds of stories. We could sit here and tell you guys forever. I'm sure throughout time you'll hear.
Yeah, those are the like stories. We didn't really have a top. We had an idea behind this of like each show will have a topic we want to have some guests on. We just planned this one to be more like introductions and how we met.
Yeah, and then
a little bit more about us. And I guess like for those that don't know us, everyone in our families and our friends think we're lesbians,
which we're not.
Yeah, we're definitely not.
We don't
kissed
even
one time.
Yeah, we don't do sex though. Together.
We only kissed one time because it was a truth or dare game too, by the way. I feel like that's important to know. We weren't like those friends who were like, let's experiment. Let's see if we like each other kissing.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure eventually someone will say something about me always saying do sex.
But it makes more sense.
Because it is an action. Not that I'm all proper. I just feel like do sex sounds better than have sex. I mean, you don't do a walk. You don't do a jog. But anyways, that's besides the point. So, Amanda, how was your day today?
Well, I was just trying to touch base so that you know. People think we're lesbians, but the thing I think is funny about that is, I mean, we do spend an abundance of time together. And I can honestly say, like, Katie's one of the few people that, and when I say few people, like, the list is very small, that I don't just get annoyed with or, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm weird, but I just don't like people anymore.
I hate people. Oh my god, I cannot even explain to you guys how much I hate people.
I know, and that's all, like, I've always been kind of the social butterfly and loved people, and just lately, in the past, like, I've started getting panic attacks at the grocery store. Like, I just...
Yeah.
I have people that I like that are like, my friends, and that's it.
Her panic attacks are ridiculous. I used to have panic attacks really bad. I used to take medicine for all that, and then I just quit cold turkey, because I didn't want to live my life on medication. But Amanda's panic attacks, we could be walking down the frozen food aisle in the grocery store, and I swear to God, she's, like, ready to drop down fetal position and piss her pants, like, crying.
But here's the thing. Like,
she looks
one,
so scared.
I don't take medication. It took me a while to even realize what they were. It was, like, my mom suggested it because I don't feel afraid. Like, I don't know why they happen, and I guess I should research it more because I don't understand. Like, I don't actually freak out. I'm not bothered. It's just all of a sudden I'm, like, pouring with sweat. I feel like I need to sit down, or I'm going to pass out. And it only happens when I'm around people. And it used to happen when I was pregnant. Like, it would happen with Taylor. Never happened with my son. Happened with my oldest one and my youngest one. Only when I was pregnant would I get that way. And I thought at the time, I'm like, oh, it's some creepy, like, motherhood. Like, don't get too close to my belly. But then they just started happening more recently. And, yeah. So, I don't really like being around people anymore. I have a few, my list of people that I care about, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's how I am too. People annoy me, so I get annoyed in the grocery store. I get annoyed when people breathe loudly.
She's not lying.
Or chew loudly, or just do anything loudly. Like, why are you being so loud? My biggest pet peeve ever that I absolutely hate is when people moan while they're eating. Why?
Just kidding.
Why do that? As soon as they could take a bite of plain yogurt that has absolutely nothing delicious to it, and they're like, yeah.
It sounds like you have somebody in mind when you say these things. It's not me, because I don't moan when I eat. Do I?
You're the only person in my mind.
I've never noticed that I moan when I eat. Do I eat more?
No.
I'm not a food boner.
Like, the lady I used to hang out with.
It sounded like you're about to say I sleep with.
No. She is a food boner. What?
I'm trying to fix my hair here. I got tangled in my
hair. She's a food moaner. She moans ridiculous. Now, if it's something really good, watch out, world. Because she eats some barbecue ribs or something, and she's just like,
I'm in distress over here.
And then Amanda's... She has her hair clip stuck in her hair.
I was trying to fix it, and now I don't know. Mind you, I've broken it.
Jeez. So we're going to deep condition that nappy stuff.
And here's the thing I don't get, though. If you notice, like, sure, we do some things that are, like, I would say friends do. But there are some friends out there that are, like, they do things exceptionally more lesbianish than I think we do. And they don't ever get accused of it.
I think the most lesbiotic stuff we've ever done is go to the sex store together. I won't even sleep in the same bed as her, and all her other friends do.
Yeah.
I sleep on her couch.
Male or female, like, and I think, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think if you're single, there's nothing wrong if male or female your friend sleeps in your bed with you. So I mean, obviously if I'm in a relationship or I'm dating somebody, not quite, I mean, my female friends I still would let, but I can admit, like, yeah, that's completely inappropriate if I'm dating somebody. But Katie and I are just forever alone. We're not ever going to find anybody that's going to put up with our
and we really don't know what's wrong with us, but you know, I
we really don't. We think we're catches.
I think I'm
people tell us
amazing.
We're catches, but then Friday nights, we're sitting beside each other on the couch, doing our thing.
Twiddly night thumbs. Crickets. People tell us all the time, oh, you girls are amazing. You girls are beautiful. You girls are a catch. You girls are hilarious. So, and then I'm like, you want to go out sometime? Oh, no, you're not my type. Oh, okay.
So it's really, especially like when we go to a fair or something, this is a true story, and we see... I'm not knocking anybody. Like, we're definitely not Barbies. We're definitely not ever going to be accused of being anorexic. So, again, I'm not knocking anybody. I'm probably the least judgmental person you'll ever meet. But this girl was kind of big.
It was
like kind of big, like,
of a small house.
Small house, yeah. And Katie actually noticed her and pointed her out. And we see this all the time, but...
And it's not that she's not her just, size. Even her face was...
Yeah. It's not just the size. It was just... She was not... There's some big girls that have a really pretty face. I'd like to think that that's our case, but... she did not have a pretty face.
Her clothes were... She looked like... She just looked gross.
I'm going to hope that maybe she had, like, an A-plus personality.
A fucking
but she
amazing
didn't look
personality.
Like it. And I know we sound really catty right now, but then she's walking with her guy, who is...
Attractive.
Very attractive.
Like, I'd probably hit it 5 times.
Much smaller. Like, 1/8 of her size. And I suck at fractions, but I know that's a lot smaller. And at first we're like, oh, maybe they're just friends. And then they kiss. And we're like, oh, maybe, nope. So, the more we see this, the more we, like, it never fails. Katie and I both kind of look at each other and we're just like, why? Like, what is wrong with us? And it always kind of...
Even girls who are like... Because I don't want people to think we're, like, bashing bigger women. Even women who are stick skinny. Even, you know, like...
I'm definitely not bashing bigger women because...
Like, even women who are super...
I'm a total lard ass.
Even women who are, like, super skinny
And what am I trying to say? Like, even women who aren't bad looking or whatever, like, just their personality, even just their personality. We know women who have, like, the world's crappiest personality, like, the biggest fucking bitches in the world. And they have really amazing guys.
And, like, I'd like to think we set the standards too high, but the reality is, if you saw some of our exes, like, we have not. No. We lowered that bar so low.
I mean, I'm so desperate now. I'm just going to marry whatever I date next. I don't even care. And if he don't want me to marry him, then he better change his last name and move. Because the next boyfriend I get, I'm putting a ring on it.
See, and I struggle with, I go through the, I want to be single and I stay single. And then I meet somebody, which I typically have, like, dropped the standards down for. But I just got to the point where, like, I actually kind of like being single. I do what I want. I love
being single.
I don't mind it. It does suck. Some days you come home, you had a rough day, and there's nobody to, like, give you a hug and say, hey, it'll get better. Like, there are those days that suck. But for the most part, like, I don't have to answer to anybody. And I do have kids, and that's always, like, a complex thing because I kind of prefer to date people with kids, as crazy as that sounds, just because they understand. Like, sometimes plans fall through because your kid's puking everywhere, and you're not going to go out.
Which is why I don't prefer to date people with kids.
Yeah, we're total opposites on that spectrum.
I will not date a man. I have dated a man with kids. Horrible, worst time of my life. Not because I hate children, because I do, but
she does.
I don't hate children. Like, oh my gosh, should I tell you? Sorry. Apparently I have ADD and I jump topics. Did you see, I told you about the Facebook thing where someone told me I deserve to die because I hated children. Yes. This boy on my Facebook, we'll say his name is Lyle. He made a status that said something along the lines of, if you don't date people with children, you're an idiot. So I commented on it and I said, well, I prefer not to date men with children because I personally, I myself don't want any children. So why would I want to be a stepmother? Well, then his girlfriend or...
Which, as a person with children, I actually can completely agree with your side on that.
Yeah. So his girlfriend or whoever she was, she comments on it and she's like, you deserve to die. You're a low-life fucking piece of shit and you need to be taken out of this world.
Because it's a crazy thing. You see stuff on the news all the time of these people dumping their kids off and killing their kids. Mm-hmm. They didn't deserve kids. Like, if you don't want kids and you're not going to take care of them, don't have them. So I at least give Katie props for, like...
Yeah.
You know, she can admit, hey, that's not what I want right now, but I don't want somebody with kids. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather do that than try and oven bake her child.
True. I'm not wasting ruining my oven. Like,
I would totally take it, though.
But yeah, so this girl was just, like, telling me that I deserve to die. And she's like, you're a low life. You don't deserve to be on this planet. And I'm like, what the hell? Just because I don't like kids? So my hatred for children is not like that. I like children. I think they're funny. You can learn a lot from them. They're a great company to be around sometimes. However, at the end of the day, I want it to be completely quiet. And I don't want to worry about some creeper sneaking into my house and kidnapping my child. I just want to be able to go to bed at night with not having to wake up at 4 a.m. to a puking child or a shitty diaper.
And as they get older, it gets more rare, but it's...
Yeah.
It never gets better.
And I don't want no teenager talking back to me because I'll punch it right in its face. So.
And I've got my oldest one. She's like right there on the cusp.
Oh,
she's
my
like
gosh.
12.
She talks so much shit to us.
Gonna be 13. And like, if it's just me and her, it's not so much that she talks shit. She's just, I get the attitude and the eye rolls. And of course I don't know anything. And I know, like, it's her hormones. And the crazy thing to me is, I guess we used to be super, super close. Like, there was nothing I could do wrong in her mind. Like, I was the best, amazing. Now, I'm the stupidest person ever. I don't know anything. And it's, even though I know it's her hormones, it's still really frustrating. Like, I don't know how I'm going to get through the next few years. Which goes back to, like, the dating thing. So I typically prefer to be single because I know it's hard for a guy to come in. I will totally admit, like, my kids are not saints. I've never once thought they were. They all have some great qualities. They all have some really crappy qualities. I like to blame those not on me. But it is difficult because when a guy comes in, like, I think if it's a serious relationship and he's going to stick around, then he should have some say. But in that initial part, I don't think you should have a lot of say, like, unless you're there doing it. So I just prefer to be single. But every now and then I start to freak out. I do have this thing where, like, I freak out about time. Sometimes I get in these funks where I'm very sad because I realize time's going too fast, or I'll freak out if I watch too much crime series TVs. I think somebody's going to break in and kill me. Completely irrational, but nonetheless it happens. And so then I think, like, well, I don't want to die alone. And I don't. Like, I'm fine with being single, but at a certain point in life, I want to meet somebody and not have to be alone. Because somebody's got to get my prune juice from the refrigerator and put my wheelchair on the back of the car or whatever.
Yes.
So then I seem to, like, lower my standards down and I'll let somebody in. And I should know. It's like I know beforehand this is the completely wrong person for me, but mm-hmm. I just do it anyway. And, of course, it's such a bad experience that I go back to, like, I'm never going to date again. I don't want to be around anyone. It's just a very vicious cycle.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and it's the same thing with men, you know. We women quit dating people. We don't quit dating, but we sit there and swear off dating and everything because men are assholes or whatever the reason is. And then it turns us into, like, bitches. So then men are like, fuck bitches. I don't want to date again. Yeah, so it's just a big, like she said, like a vicious cycle of same thing over and over. And then, of course, men always say, oh, I'm not like the other guys. Or I'm different.
But in their defense, girls say that too. I don't think I've ever said that. Like, I'm not going to claim that because we all have attributes like each other. But
I'm different as in I'm fucking crazy. I'm not even going to lie. You can ask my ex-boyfriend.
We are different in the fact that we'll be completely honest with you about
it. Yeah. I'm not like crazy like, what was that movie? Fatal Attraction crazy.
She's not going to put your rabbit in a soup.
No, I love animals. But I'm crazy as in I'm unstable. There's nothing else. I've accepted it. There's no other explanation. I am just crazy. It's hard to find someone to tolerate me because one minute I'll be happy and ha ha ha, and then the next minute I'll be giving them a dirty look. And yes, I'm one of those girls that I wake up, if I have a dream about my boyfriend cheating on me, I'll wake up, give him the evilest look, stay mad at him all
day
long.
Totally guilty of that.
I'll stay mad at him all day long. I'll tell him why I'm mad because my dreams are telling me this for a reason. I know in my head that makes no fucking sense. It's stupid. But I do it anyways. And I'm also one of those girlfriends, like, you're not allowed to look at my phone. Don't tell me what to do, where to go. If I storm off, don't follow me. But if I ever want to look through your phone.
See, that's where Katie's a little bit crazier than I am because, well, one, like, I don't think I've had anybody look through my phone. And my take on that more is, like, I'm a private person. I like my privacy. I'm not necessarily doing anything wrong. I think once you accuse me of something or you've got to look through and you don't have trust in me, especially if I didn't give you a reason, then there's no trust there and we should just part ways anyway. But I can honestly say, even with my ex, Lenny, who was not a very honest person, I never went through his stuff. I think one time I demanded after, like, I was like, you're going to show me all this stuff in there. And of course he deleted everything, guarded that computer with his life, was not about to give it up. But I've never been, I'm not that kind of girlfriend. Like, you do you, I'll do me kind of thing. So I'm not quite the level of crazy that Katie is.
I'm crazy.
But I'm more like a dude. Like, even my friend Jamie was like, oh, my friend Jean and I, she and I used to talk and swap stories. And Jamie was always like, yeah, you're more like a dude. You just, I relate to guys and I think, like, girls are mostly crazy. But I'm not on Katie's level of crazy, who's selfieing over there.
Yes, I am crazy. But I'm a good woman, so I guess that mean something. I mean, my ex-boyfriend, you know, I cooked for him, I cleaned for him, took care of him. My problem is I push my boyfriends to be a better version of themselves, and then they think that I'm trying to change them completely. Like, my ex-boyfriend will say his name is John. he's 8 years older than me, and me being 27, I thought if I dated someone older, they would have their stuff together. Silly me. So Amanda's taking selfies right now.
My turn now.
So I pushed him. I'm not even gonna lie. I pushed him to get a good job, you know, get a vehicle, get a bank account, like, get your shit together. You're almost 40 years old. It's time to grow up. But in his mind, that was me. It's thundering and lightning here. But in his mind, that was me changing him completely. And we just fought a lot about that. He felt that I should accept him for who he is. You know, him wanting to drink multiple nights a week and go out to the bar and all that. I feel like when you're in a relationship, you should think about the other person and you should compromise if you want to be with that person, if you care about that person enough. Because I cared about him enough that I wanted to actually have a future with him. He says that he wanted to have a future, but he didn't. So that happens to me a lot in relationships. I'll try to bring out the better version of the person, and then they think that I'm changing them completely.
But what's your take on if they try to change you? I guess that's
what it depends on what they're trying to,
crazy or not.
It depends on what they're trying to change.
Okay, but is there a certain point where you think, you're just trying to change me as a person. Like, is there a double standard there for you?
I would only think they're trying to change me as a person if they were like, I don't want you dressing like you dress no more, or, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't like that you cuss. Quit cussing. Because I cuss. I have a mouth of a sailor. It's just like that. Now, if I didn't have a job, or I didn't have my shit together, and the guy I'm seeing is like, look, you need to get a better job or whatever, then I would take that as good criticism. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, he's trying to help me get my life together. So I don't consider that changing me. I consider that him... Now, I would... Now, if a guy was like, I want you to quit cussing and you got to start going to church with me on Sundays, you must have a religion, you must believe in Jesus or whatever, because I don't have a religion, I don't believe in anything, then I feel like that's changing me as a person.
But now, like, what if they suggest it? Like, just to say, like, I don't really get far into that topic, but, like, so you don't believe in anything. What if they did and they suggested, like, hey, would you be willing to go to church with me once and try it out? Would you be open to that, or would you automatically be like,
myself would automatically want to say no, because I've went to church before and I was not a big fan of it. But if it's something that they really want me to do because they're my boyfriend, I would do it. Not saying I would enjoy it. I wouldn't bitch the whole time I'm there. You know, I would do it because they want me to, but there's no promise that I'll go back because I don't have a religion. So I feel like if church is their thing, that's their thing. They can do that by themselves.
Okay. Well, I guess we can go ahead and start wrapping this up. We aimed for an hour. I think we at least got a good 45 minutes in.
Yes. Our next podcast, we want to do topics. We have all kinds of topics in mind, anything from...
But we're always open to suggestion. We're always open to having guests. And...
Yes, if you guys want to send us an email...
We have a Facebook page.
Yes, Rated F for Fabulous.
And then we have an email, which is...
Rated Fabulous, the number 2, at gmail.com, if you guys want to send in any questions.
Also, we're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're, like, on all the social network sites, but unfortunately, but Katie left our notebook pad, which is just a little legal pad. We've been scratching ideas, and it's pretty much got our whole podcast life on there. She left it at home.
And since we're new to all this, we don't really have anything on the... The most activity is on the Facebook page, and it's really nothing. But if you want to go like the page, that would be awesome. Go like the page,
send us an email for some ideas, or if you have questions, if you want to know more about us, you have questions for us.
Yeah, we plan on eventually having, like, you know, special guests and all that. Like, one of our shows, one day we want it to be about side chicks or mistresses or whatever, you know, how the experiences you have. And we actually know a lady who has been a side chick or mistress, however you want to name it, for... over 30 years.
Food for thought for the next episode.
Yes. She is in her 60s. She is in love with the same man. He's been married a handful of times. And he's never
picks her.
Never chose her. But for some reason, she still sticks around. And like I said, they're in their 60s now. He only sees her once or twice every few months. She's madly in love with him. And this is by far the longest side chick situation ever. Yes,
so we definitely want to do a show with that, have her on, get her thoughts on it, see if maybe, just maybe, we can make her realize how crazy that is to be a side chick. Maybe we could even set her up. How old is
Sharon? Is 62.
Yeah, so if we Karen. By chance find any 50-60 something year olds out there, then write in, tell us.
Yes,
we should set her up on blind dates.
Yes,
let's do it.
Yeah, so we definitely plan on having a lot more topics, and I'm sure as we get used to this, it'll come more naturally.
Absolutely. So,
but we definitely want to discuss everything. Like, there's no...
Nothing's off the table.
Yeah.
It's free reign for everything.
Uncensored. We curse a lot. Any kind of sexual topics will be discussed openly. Politics.
Ugh. That's more Katie's thing. Katie's more into politics and... Like, yes. Me personally, like, for religion, I believe there is a God. I have some questions. There's things I don't understand. But I do believe. So we're a little different on that. And politics, I've always been the one that's like, I have my opinions. I try to keep my thoughts to myself.
Feel the burn.
It's always drama. But we'll leave you guys on that. Thank you for hanging out with us for our first ever podcast.
Hopefully we earned some listeners tonight and not We didn't scare people. I feel like we rambled too much.
We did. We rambled a lot. Sorry. That's kind of just who we are. We ramble. We're all over the place.
So think like female versions of Howard Stern. That's what we eventually want to build up to, because
it's probably the most accurate description of
Yes, because we're very open-minded. So like I said, if you guys want to ask any questions and have us answer them, then feel free to email us.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.